गुड टू गो, रेडी? गाइस, वी हैव विद अस आवर हेड कोच मिस्टर रवि शास्त्री एंड आवर कैप्टन मिस्टर विराट कोहली. बिफोर वी कंटिन्यू, प्लीज पुट योर फोन्स ऑन साइलेंट एंड वील टेक वन क्वेश्चन एट अ टाइम. बिफोर यू आस्क अ क्वेश्चन, प्लीज रेज योर हैंड्स, एंड इफ यू नीड टू आस्क अ फॉलो अप क्वेश्चन, प्लीज रेज योर हैंड्स एंड वील टेक दैट क्वेश्चन एज वेल. या हू डोंट गो फॉर
Virat, congratulations. Can you single out one innings or one spell that determined the series?
None. It was a team effort through and through, and that's what we strive for. We strive to play well as a team. Single spells and single innings don't win you games of cricket, especially test matches, and this is a team that doesn't play for single innings and single spells. We play to make the team win. If you ask me, if you want me to single out a contribution, for me, Vihari playing 70 balls with a new ball in MCG is as big as anyone getting 100 or anyone crossing 70 or 80. So that's how we recognize contribution. We don't look at contribution as something that goes up on the honors board. And if you want to win a series like this, you have to play well as a team. So I would say it was a total team performance.
A question for both Ravi and Virat. You know, this is something which remained unattained for 70 long years. What you guys, the combination, did before the start of the series to ensure that this tour was going to be different?
It's 12 months. You know, this tour didn't start in Australia. I mean, this tour started 12 months ago in South Africa, where we said there's a certain brand of cricket we're going to play. We're going to experiment with combinations, find out what suits the team the best, and take it forward from there. So we learned a heck of a lot in South Africa. We learned a lot in England. We made mistakes, which we didn't make in this series. You know, we learned from those mistakes and fired at home properly. So the most satisfying part of it was a team that was working towards this goal over the last 12 months.
Yes. How satisfying was this, achieving this dream?
I totally agree with what Ravi bhai said. Our journey started in South Africa. It's not only the preparation for this tour, but we figured out the things that were required to win in Australia, which was going to be the toughest. We knew it. So we just worked on rectifying the mistakes. We didn't work on, you know, feeling good about the things that we did well. As a team, we focused on the things that we didn't do well. And sometimes those things don't sound too good, but you need to accept a lot of things if you want to improve as a team. So the fact that we laid out everything on the table and no one took offense to anything, everyone accepted, yes, we have made a lot of mistakes in certain areas. And come game time, come crunch situations, we were better than the opposition in those areas. So that's the progress of a team. It's pretty basic. But the one thing that we always stuck to was good intent and doing things for the right reasons. We always did things to help the team. And that's why we've been rewarded with a series win like this.
I'll tell you how satisfying it is for me. World Cup 83, World Championship 85. This is as big or even bigger because this is in the truest format of the game. That's Test cricket, which is meant to be the toughest.
विराट, आप दिल में सपने लेके चलते हो, मेहनत करते हो अचीव करने के लिए, उसके बाद जब ये मौका आता है तो क्या भावना होती है? और रवि के लिए एक सवाल कि इतने वर्ष इतने कैप्टन थे होंगे, लाला, सुनील गावस्कर, सौरव गांगुली, त्यांची सिंग धोनी, तर त्या लोकांना तुम्ही ह्या व्हिक्ट्रीमध्ये शेअर देणार का? म्हणजे त्यांना सुद्धा या खुशीमध्ये करणार का? विराट आणि रवि दोघे एक एक.
यू कॅन गो फर्स्ट.
मी इंग्लिशमध्ये सांगतो, पास्ट इज हिस्ट्री, फ्युचर इज अ मिस्ट्री. ओके, वी हॅव वन टुडे आफ्टर 71 इयर्स. आयड लाईक टू लिव्ह इन द प्रेझेंट अँड सल्यूट माय कॅप्टन फॉर बिईंग द कॅप्टन ऑफ द टीम दॅट बीट ऑस्ट्रेलिया फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम इन ऑस्ट्रेलिया इन सीरीज.
देखिए, ऑब्वियसली आप जब मेहनत करते हैं, आप किसी चीज के लिए प्रिपेयर करते हैं, तो एज अ टीम आपको रिजल्ट चाहिए, ज़रूर चाहिए. एक चीज़ मैं ज़रूर बोलना चाहूँगा कि पिछले 12 महीने में हम जितने टॉसेस हारे हैं, उन मैचेस में अगर आप हमारा परफॉर्मेंस देखें, अगर आप मन से देखना चाहें, तो आपको समझ आएगा कि हम कैसी क्रिकेट खेले. जो टॉसेज हम जीते उसमें दूसरी टीम आसपास भी नहीं आई है हमारे. तो ये मैं एक एरोगेंट वे में नहीं कह रहा हूँ, ये मैं सच्चाई बोल रहा हूँ कि हम इतना बिलीफ रखते हैं एज ए टीम अपने अंदर कि हम लोग किसी को भी कहीं भी हरा सकते हैं. लेकिन हमको एज ए टीम वो हमेशा पता था. और इवेंचुअली जब हमारे लिए सबसे बड़ी सीरीज जो इंडियन हिस्ट्री में रही है हम लोग वो जीती है तीनों टूर में से, तो अभी तो हम लोग इतनी खुशी फील कर रहे हैं कि मतलब हम बयान नहीं कर सकते कि सबकी मेहनत जो 12 महीने की है वो एक साथ इकट्ठे होके आई है ऑस्ट्रेलिया में. और हमने वो किया जो पहले कभी कोई टीम नहीं कर पाई. तो जैसे मैंने बोला कि मैं जो इतने टाइम से खेला हूँ उस टाइम में मेरे लिए सबसे प्राउड मोमेंट है. We all play mind games, don't we? Look, it's obviously a very proud moment. More so because for the last 12 months, we understand what we have gone through as a team. We understand the kind of cricket that we have been able to play. And I was just mentioning the fact that after losing tosses as well, we've been in the competition throughout the games that we've lost. So we understood as a team we are on the right track. But the fact that the reward has come in the most historic series for Indian cricket is, you know, cherry on top of the cake. And something that, as I said, in the 10 years that I've played, is the proudest moment that I have experienced. And we're so happy for the whole team because it's a young bunch of guys, and to have that belief and to keep striving for excellence on a daily basis and to get a reward like this, we definitely have to be happy. And although, you know, changing history or creating history is still, I would say, not what I'm thinking of. It's pure satisfaction of the hard work of 12 months and to understand that what we believed in has been proven right. And regardless of the whole world being against you, if you're striving in the right direction and you have good intent, God's going to reward you. So that's what I'm more happy about. Yeah, of course I do.
Congratulations to both of you for the skipper. You've been a part of the 2011 World Cup victory, but how big is this? Do you think it's even bigger considering the fact that it has come away from home? And for the coach, this is the place where Virat started as his journey as a prominent captain. What do you have to say about the journey that you have maybe been together?
Okay. Look, as I said in the presentation, I was part of the 2011 World Cup winning team. But I did not have the emotion of not having been able to win a World Cup before and playing at home and, you know, winning it eventually. A lot of the senior players in the team had that emotion. So for them, it was, you know, it hit them really hard as to what we had achieved. Yes, it was a great moment for me to be a part of. But if you ask me which moment is more emotional, I would say this one, because this is my third tour here and I have seen with experience and, you know, being in the field how difficult it is to win here. And all the struggles that we've gone through in the past 12 months as well as a team. So from that point of view, this one is more emotional to me. So it definitely will be more special, purely because of the fact that, you know, we really badly wanted to win a series away from home. We didn't want to be a one-match wonder kind of a team. So having stuck to our task and executed what we wanted and having gotten the result, we as a team feel absolutely complete now that we have done what we set out to do. Not to show to anyone else, but to prove to ourselves, yes, that we could do it and we have done it now. So from that point of view, this one is the most special for me.
I think very satisfying because, like you mentioned, he started his journey 4 years ago, 5 years ago here in Australia. And he's been around the globe captaining the side. I don't think anyone plays test match cricket with more passion than he does. At least I don't see any other international captain coming close to him on the field when you come to show that passion that is needed, you know, to play the game. He's very expressive, which is different from other personalities. Other captains could have different personalities. But Virat is someone in your face and it rubs off on all the youngsters who are watching the game in India. His entire teammates that watch him, they want to emulate him. And to believe that there can be someone like him who can go out there and strive for excellence. So, you know, when an individual puts his neck on the line as captain, then the others follow. And you've seen that transition happening over the last 2-3 years, where the guys in the team have become more and more confident about, you know, their own ability, the ability of the team as well. And it's made all the difference. You know, I said in Melbourne, you know, when I think I mentioned people taking pot shots and firing blanks, you know, I was not joking there, because I knew how hard this team had worked. Because when you fire from there, by the time that blank crosses the southern hemisphere, it's blown away with the wind like a tracer bullet. Okay? But lead, with something in it, can be pretty serious. And that's what we fired right through the series against Australia. We were committed, and it jolly well made a bloody difference at the end of it all. This is not a team of gods or demigods or seniors or juniors. This is an Indian cricket team that will jump over a cliff to win a game for the country. And that's the determination. That's the ruthlessness. That's the mindset with which this team went to play in this series. And hats off to them to show that courage. Today I can say I'm proud of my boys. I can also tell them one thing which Virat touched in the presentation, that this team now has an identity to look at any other Indian team from the past in the eye and say, we play proper test match cricket. You did, we did too, without being intimidated.
Virat, congratulations to you and the squad. Can we have some words on the bowling unit, you know, consistently getting 20 wickets, and while Pujara's contribution was outstanding and rightly rewarded, also somebody like Bumrah and Shami. So as from a captain's perspective on your bowling unit, particularly in this series?
Well, I mean, the numbers are there on the board for everyone to see. Having broken, I think, a 50 or 70, I don't know how long that record was of the West Indian fast bowlers, speaks volumes. I mean, who could have thought that, you know, a bunch of Indian fast bowlers would go on and break that record in Test cricket in a single season? So, I have one word to say, and that is, I'm proud. I feel great standing in the slip court and seeing these guys run in. I mean, I didn't have to tell Bumrah yesterday to bowl 149 clicks with the old ball to a number 11. You know, it was his decision. So you can see that hunger, you can see that passion to win for India. And Ravi Bhai said, we would put everything on the line to win for the team. And that's why those numbers come on the board. If you're just wanting to put numbers on the board, then you won't even get the numbers or the wins. We only strive for team goals and team excellence and help the team in any way possible. And then those special things happen. So you don't need to necessarily tell the guys you have to run in and bowl with, you know, full intensity or full effort. They take ownership of their skills, and you can see in the way that they bowl, they set their own fields. They are dictating terms now, which is the most, you know, amazing thing that you can ask for from your teammates, and especially your fast bowlers. If your fast bowlers are happy and firing, as a team, you always feel like you can win anywhere in the world, and you have a chance to beat any side in the world anywhere. So, in the last 12 months, I would rate their contribution as far above all the batsmen that have contributed in this season, and hats off to their effort.
You take last few.
Just on a lighter note, so can you explain the dance that you and some of the guys did in front of the Indian fan?
You'll have to ask Rishabh that. He came up with it, and we just went along. I don't know what he was trying to do, to be honest. It just felt good. It was very easy, and but Pujara couldn't even do that, so you can see how simple he is.
He was trying to get Pujara to shake a leg.
Yeah, that was a Pujara dance, because when he walks, he doesn't move his hand, so that is more of his extension of his walk. So Rishabh came up with it, and we just joined in.
And just a word on Pujara. I think he's been outstanding. You know, just touching upon him in this series, he can bat and bat and bat. He made one mistake. That was at the presentation. You know, we told him you should have padded up and gone and taken that trophy. They would have given it to you without mentioning your name once they saw you paired up.
Captain and coach, you said it started 12 months ago. So, what is the vision for Indian cricket you have going forward?
Well, the vision is simple. As I said, I see this series as a stepping stone for this team to inspire the next lot of test cricketers. To be passionate for test cricket, firstly, because if Indian cricket respects test cricket, we know the fans are going to come in and watch test cricket. So the vision is simple, to promote test cricket back home, to make kids realize that there's no better satisfaction than playing test cricket and winning series like these. Doing well in test cricket, it improves you as a person, not just as a cricketer. So we just want to send that message in a world where a lot of people want the easy stuff, matches that finish in the evening. I think it's very important to spread that message of test cricket, and if as long as the purest format stays alive, cricket's in a healthy space. So we just want to promote that, and for that we will have to play the kind of cricket we play. If we play for boring draws and, you know, no results and the game going nowhere, then it won't make any difference to test cricket globally. So we definitely want to build on this and always promote the message of test cricket being the most important and the most valued format of the game, which it rightfully is. So we're just proud to be able to have this opportunity to spread that message. This is, from where I see, this is our vision for Indian cricket.
Last four. Yeah.
You're a former teammate of Mitchell Starks. Are you surprised at all of the criticism he cops here, and just, I suppose, broadly in terms of the Australian attack, what have you made of their bowling, and particularly the old ball?
Well, look, it's when you, I wouldn't say they've bowled badly. I would look at it as we have batted well, you know. So they have always bowled in areas which are challenging to you as a batsman. Yes, we might be used to bowling a certain way because of the pitches that we play back home. So if we find pitches which are not giving you much assistance, we can bowl those stump lines and, you know, place fielders in front of the wicket. But if you don't do that day in, day out, it's not an easy thing to just go out there and execute in a test match. So you stick to your strengths. But I feel that we have batted really well. Cummins bowled a spell to me and Pujara, about 9-over spell in Adelaide. We hardly got 8 runs in that spell. So we just played it out well. I think their bowling's been absolutely fine from where I see it. As a batting unit, we have also struggled when we have not put runs on the board. So as good as your bowlers are, if you don't put runs on the board, they can't do anything. And then the pressure mounts. I played with Mitchell. I think he's a very skillful bowler. He's got the right mindset, and you know, he's been your number one bowler for years now. So I'm a little surprised with the magnitude of the criticism that's come on to him. If he's your best bowler, you give him space to work things out, not mount more pressure on him, because you don't want to lose a guy like that who's so skilled and win you games.
Final three. Yeah.
Yeah, just about Ravi and Virat. You had Kuldeep Yadav playing in the steps and making an impact. Like Bumrah, he has that X factor about him. You know, he can win new games, turn matches. Do you see the possibility of him playing more regularly abroad?
Absolutely. Why abroad? Test cricket, period. If he can deliver like that, if he can improve, man, you know, there could be a permanent place for him, for all you know. You know, that's what we've done with this team. You know, you mentioned Bumrah, you see Vihari, you see Rishabh Pant, you see Mayank Agarwal, you know, you see Kuldeep Yadav. These are guys who've got opportunities this year. There's Prithvi Shaw, who's got an opportunity. Unfortunately, he was injured. But as many as 6 players have broken into the ranks. You know, you don't see that many coming through in a year in an established team, you know, that is ranked number one. So, we've given the opportunities. It's up to the lads to grab it.
Yes.
Just a question for both of you. You mentioned that you went to England last year and the team learned a lot of the lessons from that. Australia's got to go to England later this year. Ravi, just with you first, are there any Australian batsmen that you think that in this side that will be up to that challenge?
I think they'll be up to the challenge. What we learned is to seize the important moments. Like, for example, first test, you know, when we were 40 for 4 or 70 for 4, 80 for 5. From there on to reach 250, you know, you knew deep down that could have a huge impact on the series. Similarly, you know, taking wickets in Melbourne, with Bumrah going through that spell when he was hot and, you know, taking 6 wickets on the trot. You know, those are the kind of sessions that could be crucial. In England, we lost it because the lower order often got runs against us. When we could have bowled out England, you know, much more cheaply, we didn't do it. Here, at least, we managed to do that. So that can be a big difference. And in fact, our lower order, when least expected, got runs. So that meant the difference with the opposition. But I think Australia has to be patient, because in England, that Duke's ball will curve around corners. So you've got to be patient. You've got to trust your technique, trust that off stump. And it's again belief, because you've got the attack. I mean, if anyone tells me this Australian attack is, you know, like, not quite there, put your pads on and go and play there, and you'll find out.
Any of the Australian batsmen show something for you?
Like well, it basically boils down to playing in England. What I experienced this time was, if you go out there with an ego, you might as well not go at all, because that Duke's ball, it buries egos pretty quickly, and you have to, you know, curb yourself down and just do the hard yards, grind it out the whole day. And as Ravi just mentioned, you have to be patient as a batsman. There's a lot of time in Test cricket. Sometimes, because we're so nervous as batsmen, we don't quite realize it. You just want to get away quickly. But in England, you're not allowed to do that. So you have to buy your time, and you have to earn the right to score runs eventually. But you have to get into a position where you should not even look at the scoreboard or the number of balls. I think it's inconsequential. Patience is the only thing that works there. And putting runs on the board again is the most important thing to win Test matches. So I'm sure they'll regroup as a unit. I mean, we've all gone through those phases where you figure out what needs to be done, and it's just mindset. You don't really need to single out anyone, but if as a batting unit, the same batting unit can go out there more confident and believe that they can do it, it can be done definitely.
Final one.
Congratulations. You spoke about the importance of the fast bowling throughout the year. From the next Test cycle, the Indian season is going to be split into home and away. So you're going to have an away series every season. So how important is it to nurture and nourish this five bowler attack? And, you know, how important is that? From that, we're going to build on this.
Yeah, it's important to take care of these guys, especially manage workloads. That's going to be our priority going forward. But even more so, finding 3 more guys who can bowl as fast and are as relentless as these guys, which we already are in the process of identifying, and then keep them ready, you know, make them travel with the team, make them understand the importance of Test cricket, what areas to bowl, what the mindset should be. Because once you create this kind of a culture in the team, you want it to continue. So the effort is all around. Even on the outside, you need to keep scouting people who can take that legacy forward and not just end in a season, you know. So we're already in the process of identifying how we can extend this legacy and this culture for as long as possible, and then set up a system in a way that it continues for many more years to come. So I think the most important thing is to look after these guys, because they deserve a good break now, and they deserve to be looked after, because they are the reason we are sitting here having won in Australia for the first time.
Thank you.
Just one thing.